The war in Iraq spilled over into verbal combat on Capitol Hill this past week. The controversy over the abuse of Iraqi prisoners brought Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld to an appearance before the Senate Armed Services Committee. The sometimes heated testimony from Pentagon officials included this exchange between Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, Lieutenant General Lance Smith, the Deputy Commander of Central Command, and Secretary Rumsfeld.
Who was in charge of the interrogations?
The brigade commander for the military intelligence brigade.
And did he also have authority over the guards?
Sir, he had tactical control over the guards, so he was...
Secretary,
yes,
you can't answer these questions?
I can. I thought the purpose of the question was to try to make sure we got an accurate presentation, and we have the expert here who was in the chain of command.
I think these are fundamental questions to this issue.
Fine.
It was not Rumsfeld's only awkward moment before the panel. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham asked the defense secretary if he could still effectively do his job and how he responds to people who have called for his resignation.
Needless to say, if I felt I could not be effective, I'd resign in a minute. I would not resign simply because people try to make a political issue out of it.
Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times and a regular guest on Weekend Edition. Welcome back, Doyle.
Good morning, Leanne.
Do you think the Defense Secretary managed to contain this whirlwind over the treatment of Iraqi prisoners?
Well, in the short run, he may have contained the calls for his resignation. We heard from both Condoleezza Rice and Vice President Cheney this weekend that they support Rumsfeld and believe he should stay. But in the longer run, no, he didn't contain the problem, and that exchange with Senator McCain is part of the reason why. He was unable, remarkably, in that hearing, to answer the fundamental question those members of Congress had, which was, how could this have happened? And until that is answered in a satisfactory way, no, the whirlwind is still there.
How's the scandal over this abuse playing among members of the administration?
Well, inside the administration, for much of last week, the knives were out for Donald Rumsfeld. He has rubbed people the wrong way in this town, not just members of Congress, but others in the administration he has dealt with. It is remarkable that he blindsided the president on this issue. I think it's one of Rumsfeld's own rules. You know, years ago, he published his rules for what a good staff member should do. And one of them basically says, you know, the role of a staff member is to solve problems for the president, not to create problems for the president. He's been guilty of that sin in the last couple of weeks.
So does anyone in Mr. Bush's inner circle believe that Rumsfeld should resign?
Well, not to hear them talk about it this weekend. We are told that there are two calculations going on here. One is that in the administration, many, including certainly Vice President Cheney and probably the president, think that this is a Washington flap. There was a Washington Post poll last week that showed that 7 out of 10 Americans think Rumsfeld should keep his job, that this doesn't end up on his desk. And so we are, in our usual Washington way, focusing too much on it and making too much of it. But the other calculation that is very much there is that, as one White House official told me, throwing Rumsfeld over the side of the sled isn't going to satisfy the wolves. It would make the president look weak and cause more trouble than they need.
Of course, we are in the middle of a presidential election, and as we heard a few moments ago, Senator McCain, he's been increasingly harsh in what he has to say about the Bush administration's handling of the war in Iraq. And it's also well known that he doesn't have very warm feelings toward the president, and apparently is indeed a close friend of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. So do you expect the senator is going to continue to be a thorn in the president's side between now and the election?
John McCain was born to be a thorn in George W. Bush's side, and that's not going to go away. There are some Democrats, of course, who in their dreams are thinking of some kind of a John Kerry-John McCain fusion ticket. That isn't going to happen either. And it's not just Senator McCain. Senator John Warner, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, who gave a lot of support to the administration, is also scathing about the way they've managed this. senators and congressmen don't like having to go out and defend what looks to them a little bit like incompetence. And in a lot of ways, that charge is the one that is the most dangerous.
So how has Senator Kerry, who's been out on the road campaigning for the presidency, how's he been handling this whole thing, the whole scandal?
Well, Senator Kerry actually held off for most of the week, which was in a way in obedience to a fundamental rule of politics, which is when your opponent is in trouble and doing damage to himself, your first duty is to get out of his way and let him continue. But by the end of the week, Senator Kerry did weigh in, and he connected this problem to his broader critique of the war and, in a sense, made that charge I referred to. He charged that this administration just isn't managing this situation right. And if he can make that charge stick, and there are polls out there that show support for the war and the president on his conduct of the war are dropping, then John Kerry may have found a way to make some headway here.
Talk about managing this beyond the scope of domestic politics. How is the administration dealing with or trying to deal with the broader fallout that's going on between from this situation?
Well, there is certainly an arena in which this is more than just a Washington flap, and that's overseas. In the Middle East, this is an enormous blow to the American image. But also the administration is trying to hold that coalition together in Iraq and trying to get support for a resolution in the United Nations Security Council. So there is a major diplomatic effort going on to try and show allies in the Middle East and in Europe that these were isolated incidents and that they will be taken care of in a serious way. It is noteworthy the first apologies the president made were not to the American public, not to the Congress, but to the King of Jordan and to two Arabic language television networks.
Let me bring you back in to domestic politics just for a minute. How will this affect the politics beyond the presidential election, elections for Congress, for example, the Senate, the House?
I think by the time voters focus on congressional elections, it won't so much be this particular issue, but the conduct of the war on Iraq. And in fact, it is quite possible we will see a continuing sharpening of efforts. You'll hear Democratic liberals calling for an early withdrawal from Iraq. We may be in for an election campaign that sounds very much like the Vietnam War era.
Do you expect the president to make any more statements or provide any more opportunities to talk about this?
At this point, the president would like to move off this subject as soon as he can. But one thing Rumsfeld said, which was probably the most chilling part of his testimony, was there is more to come, more photographs, more videos. The administration is going to be dealing with this problem whether it wants to or not.
Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times and a frequent guest on Weekend Edition. Doyle, as always, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Leanne.